This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Astros get another win. So that's a back-to-back once more.
Hey, they're above 500, baby.
Yeah. I think I misspoke yesterday when I was saying that they were back at 500. And I think I might have said above 500. I was just never wrong, just early. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't wrong. I was just early. I was getting ready for the win that they had yesterday. 5-1 victory over the
Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah. I almost said Padres, and I was like, that was this weekend, Reginald. Get with the times. And it was indeed the Toronto Blue Jays.
That's right. I said Browns earlier.
You sure did. But, yeah, man, the Blue Jays also, like, they Chris Bass is, had been their best pitcher, man.
0.77 ERA.
Crazy good ERA. That's a lot larger now.
Yeah.
Thanks to, well, not just a lot larger, but at least it is larger now because of a really a solid game from a few people. Jeremy Peña with the three-hit day. Christian Walker coming back off a day off, having a three-hit day. Appreciate you, big fella.
He said, y'all ain't about to make me lose my job.
Ain't no Wally Pipp happening around here, brother.
I heard that conversation the one in the loop.
No, you are absolutely right. I mean, let's wrap up with the initial thought.
No, go ahead. Like, I was just kind of highlighting some of the things that happened in that victory. Renel Blanco, two hits in seven innings of work. That's the best way of saying that. Was this the bet? What were the good signs? And was there a best sign of the season in this one?
It got me thinking because yesterday you brought it up and we were talking about, was that the Astros' best win? You know, and it was hard to argue. But after I'm watching this game, I'm like, this might be the best sign. And there is a difference. The best sign of things you like to see.
Because it opened up your eyes.
Yeah, that could be sort of a trend, something that could.
It took you a while to get the ace of base there, didn't it?
Something that could, you know, maybe, you know, you build on and they continue. Like that we might have seen the best game. I thought yesterday was the best sign. And you guys, and Figgy in particular, just touched on a couple of the reasons why. Jeremy Peña.
Hey.
Like, we were asking the question in training camp, preseason, spring training, I should say.
It gets me every time.
Is he going to be able to respond and have the kind of year, especially with the absences of, you know, Bregman and Tucker, et cetera, to step up? The signs we've seen from Jeremy Peña lately are absolutely yes. He made two terrific plays defensively yesterday. I want to say he only has one error all season. He's that leader on the defense. He's the heart of the defense. The over the shoulder kind of hop it in the air catch that he made was outstanding. But I think the other deep, you know, shot to his left was even an even better play. And then he's hitting, you know, three hits, you know, being able to do it. That's the sign we need. And he's been doing it a lot more lately. And then Fig, you mentioned Christian Walker. This is a dude. He's always been a leader. You know, we've talked about that. He's always been extremely durable. He's one of those guys that, you know, demands that the manager puts him in the lineup every day. Outside of an injury season last year, he's always played 155, 160. You know, he just is always on the field. So when they sat him, don't think for a second that that didn't resonate and at least, you know, kind of get him going in one way or another, you know? So and then he goes and gets three hits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. I thought that was encouraging, especially because I wasn't certain that Christian Walker was going to play yesterday.
Right. Well, he might have played, but DeCenzo was going to play.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But, you know, he had a little bit of a thumb thing that was that kept him out. Supposedly, according to Joe Espada, he will play today. In fact, he said he will start today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see what DeCenzo can, if he can continue what he had on Monday, which was a fantastic game. But that was super encouraging because Christian Walker, it looked like that day off allowed him to kind of shake off some of the I don't know what the pressures
was,
or what stresses or whatever you want to say that it was on him. And this feels like it's opening things up. And yes, 8-3-2, I agree with you. They said it felt like they also left some runs out there as well. Mm-hmm. Like back-to-back games of the offense looking like it did some things, having some, you know, some crooked numbers mm-hmm. on the scoreboard, as they say,
yeah.
particularly early on, like they got in there early. You know, and I think I was texting it to you guys mm-hmm. earlier. It's just like everything's coming up Milhouse to reference The Simpsons. And it very much feels like they're finding their stride in where the offense is coming around. We knew we'd get there, but it was just the rough time to go through a rough stretch to start.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're starting to see some of this come around in a way that feels really palatable and really doable, honestly.
And then there's Ronel Blanco. You know,
yes.
Let's just be honest. The old trust your eyes thing. He wasn't as dominant by any stretch as Hunter Brown was the day before. He really wasn't. But the stat line looked like he was. You know, he had some moments where, you kind of feel like, maybe it's because he sweats so much, I don't know, but you kind of feel like he's laboring out there a little bit and really having to battle, as they like to say in baseball. But you look up and only gave up two hits.
Yes.
You look up and he's gone seven innings. It's like he, as a number.
Or six and two thirds. Because I forgot Brian King came in and got that final out of the seven.
But still, like, he was not the dominant presence that we saw with Hunter Brown. He wasn't the ace. But man, he sure, put up good numbers. And as a number three pitcher, that's a sign that you want to see.
And you see, he's the number three pitcher right now. But I feel like if you were to reorganize your starting rotation, especially the way that Wesneski has kind of come on early, like mm-hmm. he'd be 4-5. And your starting pitcher, his pitching has been, it's evidence that your starting pitching has been really good for you.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see that the offense is coming around a little bit to help this get a little bit stronger. Can I throw this up here, though?
Mm-hmm.
Because Chandler Rome, in, obviously covering the team, he wrote an interesting piece that details that the Astros seemingly are now, with how good that Cam Smith has been early, are exposing him to center field. And possibly playing there. And I know that Jake Myers has been solid enough. He's batting .269, although he didn't have any hits yesterday and actually had three strikeouts, unfortunately for him.
Mm-hmm.
But, he's been batting pretty solid. However, I don't know how many people look at that as fully sustainable over the length of an entire season. I kind of love the idea.
How come? Because I was curious on this.
Cam Smith getting some center field reps and possibly
becoming...
What do
you do with Jake Myers?
Jake Myers is still going to, I think he's still going to hold down that position. But one thing I think about Cam Smith is he's looked pretty natural playing mm-hmm. right field, especially we talked about, I know that you were kind of griping about mm-hmm. some of the
learning
analytics
curve.
Analytics of, this is 75% of the time it's a catch or what have you, some of those things. But what those have given us a little bit of an insight into is the jump that he's getting in right field mm-hmm. with the ball off the bat has been good. He's been taking good routes. The places where you've seen some levels of issues is like the corner in right field where the ball bounces and having that issue. That doesn't show up as much in center field mm-hmm. for him.
Mm-hmm.
And the athleticism and that ability to use his speed in center field shows up more. And those are the things that he's excelled at early in like an outfielder type space. And so I kind of like the idea of putting him in that space and using the youth and the athleticism and the speed that he has mm-hmm. in that grand space that he have. Of course, especially if his bat is going to come along and start displaying mm-hmm. the ways that we know Cam Smith or that we believed Cam Smith could impact offensively as well.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good point. Use your speed. Don't worry about that what juts out in down the right field line and playing the angle in the corner and all that stuff. I do think it's interesting though, because there has to be some sort of DeZenzo effect here too.
I think that's also another part of this, is that maybe that's where you get some more at bats for DeZenzo.
Yeah.
Because DeZenzo was also playing some right field, mm-hmm. although he's basically your second first baseman, right? When Christian mm-hmm. Walker's not there, he's played third base. Somebody asked yesterday on the Jim Allard, the Texas Hammer text line, what DeZenzo's original position was, and I had a hard time remembering because of the way that the Astros bring up their prospects, having them play all sorts everywhere. But he's played third, he's played first, he's played in the corner spots mm-hmm. in the outfield. And so I think you can maybe find him even more opportunities, and it just allows you to be more malleable, something that we know the Astros value, especially if Cam Smith can slide into center field, if and when maybe the Jake Myers bat isn't as tenable.
See, that's a
factor. When you're looking at trying to make sure that you have the best bats on the field.
No, I think that's a factor as well. Obviously everybody's thrilled at what we're seeing out of Jake Meyers, but I mean, look at his career. You know, he is not this guy offensively, and so maybe you're sort of covering your bases, so to speak. In that case, I do like it, but all these signs that we're seeing, and we saw yesterday. I mean, keep in mind they have one of the best pitching staffs, you know, top to bottom in terms of starting rotation. They have one of the best bullpens, top to bottom. There was some more signs yesterday. Hader, no problem. You know, Abreu, no problem.
Yeah.
You got to have those two things.
We've not talked enough about how Josh Hader has brought this thing around to where it's looking pretty good. Like, that, there was no sweat with it. And I guess maybe that's some of the Hader thing at times is when you got the run support and it's not as dicey, he shows all of his capabilities. And sometimes it gets a little dicey, and then you have to, you know, kind of tug at your neckline a little bit at times. But this was one of the great Hader outings, 100%. From the 281 on the text line, they have to cover Altuve when it comes to playing whoever you play in center field. Can't have two inexperienced guys side by side. I hear that, and I understand that thought process. I don't know that this is an immediate, or it shows its immediate effects, right? I think that this is something that they're exposing him to and trying to walk him through, and I think that they're going to handle this definitely slower than immediately throwing him in the right field. However, he's already, like, the learning curve on this, he's jumped it pretty quickly to looking very smooth in the outfield. And I do wonder if that helps him, right, when it comes to, I know when we're talking about experience, some of that when it comes to Jake Meyers is he just got great range. You know who's seeming to show the ability to have great range? Cam Smith.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think everything that we're seeing right now, and the division's right there. I think you have probably the best bullpen and pitching staff, you know, in terms of the combo in the division. And you're starting to get these things going. It was the Astros are starting to do things, not to be overwhelming in 2019, 2022 Astros, but certainly doing things that are positive and keep this thing going.
It's good. We can anytime we can ward off some of the skepticism and the negativity that can jump up when you're in those rough stretches of the season. That's great. 12-11 Astros, two games behind those Rangers who are 14-9, and another game today. I believe it's at 6. Later on today when the Astros finishing off a series against the Blue Jays. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping on the day, including could this possibly, this change possibly ruin college football? I'll tell you what it is next.